This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Last week, I introduced you to Brandon, a 17-year-old with significant adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs. For most of his life, Brandon's parents were both addicted to methamphetamine, and he grew up surrounded by violence and extreme poverty. Robust research has shown that ACEs are a significant risk to both physical and emotional health, now and as Brandon grows older. So now that Brandon is a young adult, how can we intervene? The emerging field is called trauma-informed care, and it seeks to address the root causes of ACEs. Offering trauma-informed care is a national initiative aimed at understanding how healthcare settings can improve patient outcomes. I spoke with an expert who is trying to teach clinicians about this new approach. Her name is
Shanta Parameswaran. I go by Dr. Para. I am a pediatrician at One Community Health.
So what is trauma-informed care?
So trauma-informed care is using some fundamental principles to help someone understand their own trauma.
Traditional approaches to caring for Brandon would address each of his medical problems, his substance abuse, his depression, and his stomach pain separately. Trauma-informed care is much broader.
So with Brandon, what I would say is first giving and creating a safe space for Brandon to feel like he's a human being. And he's not a list of diagnoses and not a list of events that happened to him as a child.
Dr. Para feels the key to trauma-informed care is a team approach so that no one person is responsible for providing all the services to any given patient.
So if there is the integration of the team with mental health, case management, primary care, resources to the community, now you have an integrated team to be the care team for an individual. Versus a primary care physician feeling like if I open Pandora's box, I have nothing to offer.
But trauma-informed care requires a recognition that ACEs are far more common than we admit.
Part of the education and awareness is to explain, A, how pervasive and prevalent ACEs are. This is not in one gender, one race, one ethnicity, one group geographically. These factors do not play a role. It is very pervasive.
As Dr. Para works to train healthcare providers at all levels, she's teaching that trauma-informed care needs to focus on creating time to screen for early trauma, creating a safe physical and emotional environment, assuring that medical staff avoid creating secondary trauma, and then creating care teams to support people like Brandon. It means moving from a medical organization to a healing organization that is reflective rather than reactive, and that is committed to growing safe and healthy communities. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.